This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Hour number three is what we're launching into here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think there's more to this abortion discussion that we've been having here. For those of you just tuning in, it's Ian Johnson and Mark on the show here tonight. Johnson, you brought a story in from Info. What was it?
Daily Mailer?
Daily something or other.
Daily Info.
Daily Wire. There we go. Anyway, it's written by some pro-life person who is responding to a pro-choicer who is on Twitter making a kind of a ridiculous scenario example of why pro-lifers will never answer this question, supposedly, he says. And the question was about if you were in a burning fertility clinic and there's a five-year-old child and 1,000 fertilized embryos and you can only save one of those two things, which would you save? And Mark, you as a pro-lifer said you would save the five-year-old child, but then there's all these other examples that the pro-lifer brought up, kind of giving other examples where the embryos might have more value to the person who's trying to save them. And we left off on the example of a cancer-stricken woman, instead of a five-year-old child, cancer-stricken woman who's going to die the next day. Would you save her, or would you save the 1,000 unfertilized or fertilized eggs or whatever, fetuses? Anyway, and at that point, I said I'd probably save the 1,000 at that point because there's, to me, more potential there than there is in the woman. But, Mark, you didn't have an answer, and you're the pro-lifer.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and I'm the pro-choice, and I said I'd probably save the woman.
You'd save the woman. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to deal with recriminations when you get down there and, you know, somebody starts talking, right? You let a woman with cancer die in a burning building?
Well, I'm used to people critiquing me.
John Edwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever.
I just value her one day of life more than 1,000 fetuses.
Really? Okay. All right.
Regardless of the potential, I see 1,000.
Who's going to take care of these fetuses? Are they going to be raised by the government to be killing machines?
Good point.
I you know, like
we're getting into too many questions here. These are ridiculous examples, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, like you're talking about, you know, the 1,000 fertilized fetuses when you see them at the bottom of a pond, and you know, one of those groups of eggs that the frogs lay. You know, like
yes, but those aren't human fetuses.
No, they're
That's
not.
The difference.
Yeah, is it really though? Because
yes,
they're fetuses.
Because when they grow up, they're frogs.
If they're sitting in a vat mixed together with all 1,000 of them, they're obviously not that important.
Well, if they were sitting in a vat mixed
like
together, you probably wouldn't
have a caviar.
Difference. But who mixed frogs and human fetuses together?
No. I'm saying that the fetuses themselves are mixed together, like just randomly. Yeah, and Bobby and Steely
get rid
and
of
George
at this
all
point,
just
this
float
example.
Together in a mess.
Let's go on.
Are they all from the same couple? I mean, what?
Let's go on.
What do you call 1,000 twins? I mean, it's, you know, I know it's like twins, then triplets, then quadruplets, and
the internet
quintuplets.
Has an answer for you.
You know, what's 1,000? Anyway, so this argument here, he goes on to, you know, this guy says, but he's wrong. This original guy, Tomlinson, is wrong about his argument. If, you know, this he thinks that his hypothetical proves that embryos aren't human life or potential human life and therefore have no value. There's at least four reasons for that. We've covered three of those, which are moral instinct does not always mean correct moral decision-making. The thought experiment does not reveal the value of embryonic life. Most pro-lifers freely admit the supreme value of already born human life, but that doesn't make prenatal life valueless. And the last one, which we're on, is the hypothetical isn't reality. This is the most obvious rebuttal to the implication Tomlinson draws from the hypothetical. The case of pro-abortion advocates isn't a choice between a five-year-old and 1,000 fetuses. This is the case of killing a fetus by itself. No such hard choice exists in 99.99% of abortion cases, which means that using such a hypothetical to justify a doctor killing thousands of fetuses out of pure convenience is simply ridiculous. Tomlinson's initial thought experiment is interesting, but it doesn't prove much beyond the fact that we make decisions all the time about the relative value of human life, mm-hmm. often based on instinct. That doesn't make our instincts right. It doesn't justify non-hypothetical cases. It doesn't even prove Tomlinson's general point, but at least it allows left-wingers to pour their instinctual scorn on conservatives without actually acknowledging the faultiness of their arguments.
Well, I agree with that point 100%.
But the choice, what he's wrong about, though, is he's saying that the choice in the case of an abortion is to exterminate what he believes is a human life or not.
Right.
Right. But the choice is really, again, about that value, right? So we've had a pro-lifer admit that there's way less value to 1,000 fetuses than there is one human child. And so in the case of the one abortion, in reality now, we're in the real world here, the choice is, do you have the abortion and have the life of the mother be better than if she has the child, because
right.
there may be reasons why she doesn't want the child
right.
or shouldn't have the child or whatever, or do you force the woman to have this this child that she doesn't want? You know, what's the value in those situations? It seems to
right.
me that the value is with the individual, with the real human being, the mother in that case, who is the prime value in that equation. The fetus has some value, but nowhere near the value of the real human being with a life and an experience and and loved ones and all of that.
And the fetus doesn't even have any value over her specific choice.
If we agree that the human fetus has value, we have agreed that?
Sure.
Sure, okay, a penny has value, too.
Fine. That's fine.
A frog fetus also has value.
Then you're saying that the mother makes the decision or not, and she would be the primary victim, in my my belief. If somebody, like, for instance, if you go up punching pregnant women in the belly,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get something more than an assault charge. Are you clear on that?
Because you get two assault charges, or attempted murder?
What if you kill the fetus?
You would get murder.
Okay, but it's murder at that point.
I don't think it should be murder in that case.
Well,
it's just a fetus.
Well, I don't think you should be able to make the decision for that woman whether she's going to have a child or not.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
So
there's definitely some restitution
that is owed.
You're
robbing her of value.
Yeah,
and that value is a human life, a potential human life.
But it's not the same value as robbing her of her 5-year-old son.
Right, it's not the same as tapping her kid in the face.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what's the value? What's the determination as far as the restitution?
Here's my
next
question. I didn't ask the question yet. I'm setting up the scenario. If the woman decides to kill the fetus, and you've said it has value, and the man decides not to, is he not a victim in that circumstance?
You're talking about the daddy?
Baby
daddy?
Presumably there was a daddy, unless he was a sperm bank donor.
Well, the man doesn't get to decide. He doesn't carry the child.
I understand that, but would he not be a victim since it is his child?
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, see, and this is where it's weird, because I'm 100% pro-choice
mm-hmm.
in that I am pro-eviction. I'm pro, and I've always had this stance, and it's very different from the average pro-choicer. I am pro-fetal eviction, and what that typically would result in is once the fetus has been removed, it's going to die on its own of natural causes.
Unless you hook it up to some kind of life support or...
Which now exists.
Uh-huh.
So if this life support can now exist, and the father wants this child to come to fruition.
He can pay for the life support.
He can pay for the life support. That's
okay.
What I think should be. I absolutely feel like he should be able to. Then he pays for the womb, and she gets
and
it
pays
removed
for the operation of the removal
and whatever. I feel like that should be also ecumenical. So that if two parents decide only one of them wants to have a kid, then now it, suddenly the whole argument changes if that becomes reality, right? If you get this artificial womb technology, which is now quickly coming to pass.
Okay.
The whole argument
on it right now.
Because, you know, the argument now with the whole child support thing is men are forced to pay child support, right? Or you know, it's very rare that a woman is somehow forced into that situation with a male parent somehow gets custody and the woman's being forced.
If the man
child
wants
support.
An abortion and the woman doesn't, the guy's paying child support.
Right.
If a
right.
woman wants an abortion and the guy doesn't, something, I don't have a term for it, but something akin to murder
right.
has occurred.
Now, what happens in the future, right, which is this is the near future, this is a realistic scenario that this could absolutely possibly happen, we get to the point of where the woman says she doesn't want anything to do with the child anymore, the man says that absolutely they want the child. The child is raised in an artificial womb. Is that woman then going to be legally forced into paying child support? I contend that in the society that we're building right now, she still won't be forced. Men will still be forced into child support. Women will not be, despite him paying to raise this child in a womb. you know, in an artificial womb, and actually bringing that child to term.
Well, presumably she would
being
part of
the
deal. Presumably part of the deal would be she would sign off her rights to the child, right? Like she.
It doesn't matter. Men are willing to do that all the time.
They don't have the opportunity.
But they don't have the opportunity. They're still forced to pay child support.
Right.
They do sign their rights away and still are forced to pay.
I don't think I was communicating correctly. More coming up. Yeah. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. at Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us on our website anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com.
I love Whole Food Multicomplete. What Whole Food Multicomplete is something so much more than a multivitamin. You can go to the store and you can buy some synthetic multivitamin. You spend, I don't know, some small amount for 100 pills or whatever it might be. But you won't get the value that you get from Whole Food Multicomplete. Whole Food Multicomplete is a plant-based, non-synthetic multi, but it's not a multivitamin because it also has probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants. Everything that your body needs in the right doses is in Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and the complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit simplifymysupplements.com and just take a look at the list of ingredients there, all the different nutrients that they've got in Whole Food Multicomplete. Enter coupon code FTL and receive 10% off on your order every time you order. So keep using it. Simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Yes, they take Bitcoin.
All right, so just before we went to break there, Mark, you said, "Sorry, buddy," and I'm not really sure what you were referencing, because I might have miscommunicated. The scenario we were discussing was this idea of the, Johnson, you said they're developing an artificial womb, mm-hmm. and that if a man, after two people have made a baby together, if the man wants the child, but the woman does not, that was the situation we were discussing. What I was saying, or trying to say, I think I did a poor job of it, was that if the man is able to get the woman to agree, okay, I don't want this baby, says the woman. The man says, well, I want it, and I'm willing to pay for the artificial womb. I'm willing to pay for the operation to have the baby removed from you and put into the artificial womb. I'm willing to pay for all
these
costs.
Legally, in the future, it's possible that she won't even have a choice.
And well, that she may be required to pay for half.
Right. Okay, but what I was saying was, is if the man is willing to pay, we don't know what the heck the future is going to look like here, right? So This is what I was trying to say, is if the man wanted to pay for everything and she was willing to go along with it, that's when you would have her sign the form saying, I relinquish all legal claim to this child. That would be part of the deal of him paying for all of that stuff. If I were the guy in that case, that's what I would want signed. Otherwise, it'd be like, fine, abort the child then, because I don't want to have to fight with you over this forever. You sign that form right then, and then from that point on, she's got no claim to any kind of child support payments. That was the point I was trying to make.
Sure. You would really like the notion of just being the only parent and not having to get together and make decisions with somebody else.
I don't like the idea of being a parent at all. That's why I have a vasectomy.
I understand, but it would be preferable, right? Like, you wouldn't want to be tied to somebody.
Hold on. Yeah, you made an interesting argument there, but like I was talking about from the other side.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that it's also potential that if he's the one who's raising the child or whatever, that potentially she could be the one who's then forced into paying child support payments. In other words, this could be flipped on its head in a very different way.
She could also have a form that says she's not going to be required to pay child support payments if she gives up the child.
The way society works currently, frequently people sign these things where they waive their rights to the child, mm-hmm. and then are still forced to pay child support.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's a government's problem.
People are forced to pay child support, and it's not even their kid.
That's happened too. Yeah, you're right about that. But again, that's a government problem,
it's a government problem, and a woman who has lied to a man problem,
sure.
as well. So. Fraud,
which is again another reason to have a vasectomy, and then if the woman gets pregnant, it's probably not yours. It could be, but it's pretty rare that a vasectomy reverses itself. Anyway, was there more to your story?
No, there's no more to that. We've covered it, so it's just we're in free for all mode.
So both sides, the pro life, the pro choice side, both of course believe they have won. Both believe they have bested the other side.
Well, I haven't got my fait accompli yet, where
What's
I ask you the final blow.
Okay.
And where I ask you, does a is a child the day before they're born worth less than a child the day after they're born? So does 2 days different? And as a matter of fact, you know, you could make that 30 minutes difference, honestly.
Yeah, now we're getting into a real tough call, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, honestly...
Some people it's 30 years, and it's still kind of a question.
I mean, there are scholars out there that have proposed that the that a baby that is still dependent on its mother, it, like, the mother can kill the baby up to, like, 2 years old because it's dependent on her. It's hers. And
there's an argument there.
Yeah, there's an argument. It's a sick, weird one. But
I think the larger the fetus becomes, the more weird and sick the situation becomes.
Because it's a human fetus, it grows into a human over time.
But it's not yet a human.
I say that since the world won't let me exterminate all the annoying, worthless human beings that are out there, then we shouldn't let anyone exterminate somebody because they're annoying or worthless or whatever the reason might be. That's my principled position, and it is unassailable.
I'm not sure why it's unassailable.
Because
we've been assailing it the entire time here.
And I've always kind of agreed with the position that he's taking there, in that I don't believe in exterminating the fetus. I believe taking it out of the womb and letting it, whatever happens, happens.
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
That's the thing that people don't want to talk about, pro-choice and the pro-choice and abortion, whatever, is that abortion is actually very humane. You're not letting the fetus that has been removed
die on its own.
Die of suffocation. You know, it's ending that life in a way that's not, you know, even more horrific.
So, Mark, you want the pro-lifers to step up and offer to take adoption of these fetuses and put them in the artificial wombs, and you're saying
that's a much better solution,
that.
And then it will show the commitment that people actually have to these unborn children.
Because wouldn't that be what would be required in the absence of using the state, right? Because some pro-lifers want to use the state to outlaw abortion, which, of course, is just going to drive it underground, make it more dangerous, make it more painful to the
lock doctors up, lock teenagers up. Let's just lock people up.
So it's also going to result in, you know, in one of the primary arguments for the longest time for why abortion spread or whatever was that, well, people make the claim that it's racist, but essentially that unwanted children equals a whole lot of crime.
No doubt about it. You know. And also single child or single parent families, right? Where there's no dad around.
There are plenty of countries that have that don't have abortion at the same level that the United States does, and they don't have the crime the U.S. does either. So it's difficult to make that. That I don't think that argument follows completely. I get it. And there's a good
unwanted children are more likely to go to the foster care system and therefore more likely to get involved.
More likely to be treated badly by their, unprepared parents and, you know, end up being, you know, acting out and thus committing crime and that sort of thing.
Yeah, which is, again, one reason why I think that people should be able to make these choices to end a pregnancy, because their life would be, a lot of people's lives would be worse off with a bunch of unwanted kids running around.
I have another crappy opinion, and that is that adopted kids, because they aren't growing up with their natural parents, feel sort of out of place and do a bunch of weird things.
Like you?
Yep. Prison has a much higher population of adopted people than the real world does.
All right, there's more coming up here. Sarah's going to save us from this topic on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency, the latest in the Bitcoin world where there's been another fork, we're still struggling to learn about it. There's really not a lot of... I mean, I figured Cointelegraph and CoinDesk and news.bitcoin.com would all have stories about Bitcoin Gold, and so far all I could find was CoinDesk, and they have a story about Bitcoin Gold's website being down. Not about, like, how do you get the Bitcoin Gold, what exchanges have Bitcoin Gold on it, you know, any useful information somebody might want to use to try to get access to the stuff, or to tell us why you can't because of some sort of pre-mine thing that I've heard rumors about. I don't know what's true when it comes to this Bitcoin Gold stuff. So if you know a thing or two about it, you can call us up and set us straight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Sarah?
Pretty message. Hello? Are you with me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, after I start to speak in. So, you know what? It has been told that we're going to get a Democratic mayor.
It has been told, okay?
Is it like you would have a soothsayer?
So the thing about it is that we have been burped with the 8 years of a Republican mayor, Barry. So anybody following the aftermath of it, they're not going to get it. So we want to get somebody different. So Dan Lewis is Republican. He's not going to make it. So the bad thing about it is
why should anyone care is what I want to know.
Well, you know what? It is a big difference. We have 20 cars stolen every day now. We're number one.
Do you think the Republicans are taking them?
Okay, how about this? We got 5 robbery stick-ups at the stores per day.
When the government people rob you, they don't stick you up.
No, I'm talking about the robbers. They go into the store.
Yes, but are the robbers Republicans?
No, I don't know if they're... but this is all going
just
on
a guess. They're probably
with
Democrats.
Our Republican mayor, Barry.
So you're suggesting that the mayor is somehow influencing people to commit crimes?
Well, what I'm saying is that all of our crime rate has gone up, and 70,000 people have left New Mexico. It just have that become a worse place to live overall.
All because of the mayor of Albuquerque? 70,000 people left the entire state?
Well, I mean, don't you think that he has some kind of effect? This is all going on with him there. I'm sure that he blames the state.
I can tell you, I don't even know who the mayor is a town over from me. I don't see how a mayor doing something in some city that isn't your city would affect you to leave the state. I mean, maybe the ridiculousness out of New York City, I understand that makes people upset in, like, upstate New York, but generally most people don't know who the mayor of fill-in-the-blank town is. Probably most people in the town itself don't even know the mayor's name.
Well, here's the thing. We're number one in pedestrian fatalities now in New Mexico. Since, like, 8 years have passed, all these horrible things are going on. I mean,
all the Republicans' fault.
You know what? I do blame all this going on, Republican governor and Republican mayor. They have
a very convenient scapegoat. The idea that you would do that, it just really reveals how partisan that you are. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the idea that whatever rise in crime or traffic fatalities is somehow tied to some politician who happens to be in the mayor's office. How many people on the city council are Democrats?
Probably, I don't know, maybe like 5 or 6 of them.
You don't know. You're completely speculating there, right? Like, you have no idea.
But, you know, it feels like 4 Republicans and 5 Democrats, from what I was told.
It feels like it. Well, that would mean the Democrats have control of the city council.
Yeah, but you know what? The mayor always got the veto power. They could make it up to the if he vetoes it.
Really?
Just like the governors. That's what the governor does.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure the mayor has veto power? It's a strong mayor position there in Albuquerque. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking if that's the way it's set up.
That's not how it works. Like, our governor vetoed a lot of stuff, and then it's very hard to go over her. They have to sue her in the Supreme Court. So it works like that. So the council force could pass all the things that they want. If he bombs it, it's bombed. So,
right.
You know what? The thing is, Ian, you know what? Me and you, and Mark, we all have a different perspective. You know, you really think that Democrat, Republican, they don't make any difference.
No, they really don't. They're scum.
I think they make a difference.
They're scum of the earth.
I think that the Democrats, when they run states, those states are generally bankrupt or close to bankrupt. And as a matter of fact, the evidence bears me out.
She's right. The mayor does have the power of veto.
That's excellent.
Right,
no, it's
right.
Not.
So
it's actually,
then,
she's
you know,
right.
Oh, okay.
as far as Albuquerque's concerned. But you know what? I have a different belief in a different system because we're different people. The thing is, the Democrats do a little bit more for me, you know, because I'm on the low economic bottom totem pole. You know what I'm talking about?
You get money. You get money from the Democrats.
Well, it's not a handout. Now I'm going to be dragged in, but I'm understanding.
You're more likely to vote. Just admit it. You're more likely to vote for the person who's giving you a handout, right?
Well, I guess it makes my life easier.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you've just admitted to. just moments ago. So here's the reason why a strong mayor position, I think you can argue against something like that. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, the mayor is actually a weak mayor position. The mayor, the only vote he ever gets is a tiebreaker vote. So he doesn't actually, in most votes between the city council, the mayor actually doesn't weigh in at all, unless it's a tie. And the argument there is that ultimately, it's more decentralized. I mean, even though we're talking about governments, and governments are by their nature decentralized, the fact that there are 15 votes, because here in Keene there's 15 city councilors, 15 votes as opposed to the one vote of the mayor, that puts a whole lot more power in the mayor's camp as opposed to the lesser power of each of the city councilors. Hey, Sarah, if it turns out that there's a Democrat mayor that gets elected this year, when's the election happen?
Oh, the election's going to be the 14th of November.
Okay, so it's coming up. If it turns out that a Democrat gets the mayorship, then, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 3 years later, how long is a term? Is it a four-year term?
Yeah, four-year term.
Four-year. So then four years later, if you look back and it turns out traffic fatalities are either the same or have gone up, or crime is the same or has gone up, will you then blame the Democrat mayor for that?
More than likely, you know what, he might have an effect, but I know that our jobs are going to increase, our business.
Well, in order to be consistent, you would have to also blame the mayor. If you're blaming the Republican mayor for the problems in Albuquerque, then you would also have to blame the Democrat mayor for the similar problems in Albuquerque if they continue. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I guess we'll just find out what happens over time.
But what if more people move to New Mexico than leave in the next few years? Does she get
because
to
of the Albuquerque
mitigate
mayor.
her claims? See, this is the thing, is that you can find bad things that went on in the last 8 years. And then apply them to the Republican mayor, and, you know, whoops.
Toll free number tonight, 855 450 free like freedom.
Bitcoin gold down more than 10% while we've been on the air.
Where are you getting these prices from?
CoinMarketCap.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious to know what exchanges are actually running with this Bitcoin gold thing. Let's continue here. Surf Daddy on the line in Ventura, California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Surf Daddy.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I'm wondering, what's your aversion to why don't you want kids? Like,
I got better things to do. I don't like kids. Okay. I'm not interested in them, not at all. So I don't want to spend any time with them. I don't want to hold them. When people like try to offer me their kid, not interested.
I
don't like crying babies.
I made him hold my child, when he was younger. Just to look in his face. And another thing is that people are scared of holding children.
Hang on, Surf Daddy. We'll bring you back.
It's a lot of people who don't have kids are scared of holding them. And you should at least know what it's like to hold this thing. They don't wriggle that much. They're just like holding a little sack of potatoes. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, they have to pee and poop all the time, and there's
a
bunch of diaper changing.
No one asked you to do a diaper change, you big crybaby.
Right, because I don't have a kid. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. Just join us now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can get signed up for our email list. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box there near the top middle section of the site. It's free. You get signed up. We'll send you an email, usually on a once-a-week basis, to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So get signed up there and enjoy all the other features that you'll find. They're all free over at freetalklive.com. Surf Daddy is on the line here tonight in California. You'd called to ask me why I don't want to have kids, and, man, I could just go on and on about all the reasons why. Not only all the annoyances of having babies and children around and all the, you know, extra responsibilities loaded. I barely have time to take care of myself, let alone take care of some other thing that is dependent on me. But on top of that, then you've got all the drama from, you know, the mother who might want to try to wield the child like a political football or a weapon, potential breakups, child custody battles, the child support, and all that stuff. Man, I've seen so many people have nightmares with the legal system and all that. I've seen enough of that when I was younger, and I said, psh, get me that vasectomy. So anyway,
the doctor made you you had to jump through special hoops to get a vasectomy at your age.
Because I was young. I mean, there wasn't any special hoops. It was just like, are you sure you want to do this? You know, you can't really reverse this. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, there is the other side of that. There, the other side is just such a, it's wonderful beyond words, but.
Yeah, everybody says that, but, you know, whatever.
He just doesn't.
You have different values.
I understood.
I think it's wonderful to have free time and doing things right. I want to be doing, not raising some other thing.
I was going
to
make one point. If your life's work is this spreading the idea of liberty, the best and easiest way you could do that is by bringing
starting
in
a radio show.
Your own children.
I disagree. That's actually a very hard way to go about doing
Ian's
that.
He's been on the air for 15 years. You don't think he's... How many kids do you think he's going to have? I mean...
I can influence far more people behind a microphone.
I got four, and they're all libertarian-minded.
That's pretty awesome, and a four-person conversion rate is probably good for somebody who doesn't have a radio program.
Yeah. I mean, I can do a lot more behind a microphone for liberty than by raising one kid. And by the way, just because you have a kid is no guarantee that they're going to align with your viewpoint.
Now,
so,
if Ian had a kid, they'd probably hate him and change.
We had Michelle Seven on the air with us here for a while, and she had three kids, and many of them, I don't know if all three of them are libertarians, but they gave her a living hell in some cases because you know they fought and they didn't all agree with her on her politics. So just having a kid is no guarantee that they're going to be, you know, not a commie or whatever.
Right. Well, obviously, we're not going to see eye to eye on everything, and
that's fine.
I probably debate the most with my daughter, but which is always wonderful. But they're all very libertarian-minded.
I say right on, man. Most people want to have kids. They have a drive to have kids. I have no drive whatsoever. I've never wanted them. I don't want them now. And I suspect I'm not going to want them in the future. So that's what most people want to do.
If it changes for you, you can always adopt.
I could adopt one if I needed to. And I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, if for whatever reason I cared so much about spreading my DNA or whatever, which seems to be the primary drive. Like, I've had conversations with people who are looking to have kids, and that's what they want, man. They want a little them. They want a little them running around. And, like, to me, I don't really care about that. That means nothing to me. The idea of spreading liberty and the ideas of freedom, that means something to me, and I'm doing my best at that.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Just kind of curious, because you're very very against it. And
I have strong feelings about things that I believe in or don't believe in.
Yeah, I didn't want to have kids either until my wife basically said, we're having a kid or I'm leaving. And that was, you know, ultimately how, you know, there was a contract put in place and we both fulfilled our portions of that up to this point.
Mark, right?
Yeah, really, no. I mean, I think that he's, you know, obviously he's wonderful. Just like you said, I believe it's a biological imperative. I don't think parents have a choice.
I find funny is the argument for spreading the DNA is that 6 billion years of evolution failed finally at you.
Yeah, right.
Yep. On the end of the line.
You could have failed all along. I mean, there's, you know, the it happens. Lines die, and that's it.
On the end of the line. The Bernard family name.
I mean,
see you later.
What about the gay guys? They're not producing.
I have a sister, but, you know, if she gets married, she probably won't have the same last name again. So maybe the DNA will continue, but whatever.
Well, when was the last time you talked to the same anyway, right? Because, When was the last time you talked to the sister?
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably, like, a decade ago or something?
Yeah. Family, you see, is important to Ian.
Yeah, doesn't mean Jack. To me. I mean, people, individuals,
I
mean
probably
something.
Stopped off and visited his mother more times than he has since he moved to New Hampshire.
It's probably true.
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
Yeah. I mean, I love my parents and everything, but I just, I don't feel any obligation towards family. To me, they're just a group of strangers you're born into. Some of them are good, and some of them not so good. I mean, my uncle was a crackhead, but luckily he never beat me or anything like that, so, you know, what can you do?
If what Ian's just said isn't an argument against having children, I don't know what is.
What, the crackhead uncle?
No, you saying family's just a bunch of strangers you were born into.
Yeah. Well, isn't it true?
Your kid could turn out like Ian.
Some families are abusive towards their kids. I mean, should they feel an obligation to their parents if they beat them?
I don't know.
I would say no. The hell with those people.
They could be making a mistake and they could apologize.
Well, then they're going to have to apologize pretty profusely for severe beatings to their children. Anyway, Surf Daddy, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. I just obviously feel very strongly about having a family, and it's...
Cool, man. Awesome. You should do that.
You did.
Yeah.
Keep doing it, then.
I'm 52. I'm about done.
Hey,
I'm leaving that
time for grandchildren,
Daddy. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And there are plenty of people like that.
And Ian has family. He has a nephew named Jack.
Technically not my nephew, but...
What's he call you?
I don't know.
He calls you Uncle Ian.
Okay.
You're very special. He talks about Uncle Ian. Why does Uncle
Ian? Because I give him candy. That's why he
Why
he
does Uncle Ian go to jail?
He didn't ask me.
Yes, he has.
Did he really?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
He's watched videos of you going to jail. Why are those people putting Uncle Ian in jail?
If I didn't give him candy, he wouldn't like me as much.
There you go.
Right.
That's what, ultimately what it comes down
Shallow.
To.
That's what family is.
That's what it is.
Bribing children with candy.
You take care of somebody for a period of time, and yeah, they're gonna be pretty positive towards you.
All right. So hey, you know, I appreciate where people are coming from. If you like kids, I'm not coming down on people who like kids, man. You know, if that's what you're into, then have all the kids you want as long as you can afford it.
I think
some
people hear your opinion, vociferously against children as an indictment against them having children. And if
that's
the case,
no.
Then that is an indictment against them having children. If what your opinion on children is an indict, makes them feel indicted, then, well, you know, that's the.
I would never say to somebody who wants a kid that they shouldn't have one. My goodness, you should have whatever you want in life, and
you should be prepared for it.
Right. That's what I say. If you can afford to have one, I think you should have as many as you want. That's your business. It's your money. It's your life. If that's what's fulfilling to you, then God bless you. All right, let's continue here. David in San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, greetings.
Hey.
You know, I heard you talking about abortion a little while ago, and I was going to raise, there was an interesting book, it's written by Kitty Kelly. This is the biography of Frank Sinatra. And
all right.
In the opening chapter, it talks about his mother. And his mother was apparently the biggest abortionist on the East Coast. Her territory, she was in New Jersey. But she handled politicians. She handled rich and poor, and she was one of the wealthiest women in America. In 1917 is when he was born, and it talks about housing prices. How she bought the most expensive house in America in 1917 or so, and the idea that what I was going to raise was apparently organized crime of the income streams of organized crime at that time. Abortion was number three. You had gambling, you had extortion, you had.
So it was illegal at that time?
Oh, abortion's been illegal for centuries, actually, in various places in the world.
Okay.
But the point was that organized crime was not only giving you an abortion, but that they'd be able to blackmail you afterward. So if you start looking at freeing America from blackmail, the whole idea of, we had the baby boom. It was only made legal in 1972. And so the whole idea was
born in 71. Yes,
David. If you want to talk more, you're welcome to call any other night. But unfortunately, you called toward the end of the show, so there's really not much time here. But I appreciate your call, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.